And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner. Proudly brought to you by Cointreau.
Welcome, Stephen from Hancock's. How are you?
Good, boys. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm bloody good, actually.
John's got his hands on his knees. He's that good.
Oh, there we go.
He's giddy.
It's great. I'm very excited because we have got a selection of flavors on offer this evening. Of course, it looks like we're in Cointreau land once more.
Cointreau.
But we're also in Margarita Town. But the thing is with the Margarita, you can kind of do what you want, really, can't you?
Oh, steady on.
Do what you want. You, as we all learned last week when we listened to Tommy, you know, as long as you've got your Cointreau, your tequila, and your lime, you're all good. But what I'm going to do this week is really show you how you can raid the fridge and raid the cabinet and take it in whatever direction you want.
Good.
The thing is, you've brought in some jam. So
yeah,
this is
this is a product from my homeland. This is Rose's Marmalade. Mm. But yeah, really, we're going to make it up in a little bit and I'll explain to you. You don't need to go out and buy all these fancy things. Just raid the fridge. Raspberry jam, plum jam, whatever jam you got.
Has that seal even been cracked on that?
No.
Man, that's going to sound great. I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
John was saying this is a poolside drink, and I have to agree. Looks like we're going poolside with this one.
Yeah, we are. So the margarita, you know, it's got its origins way back in the early 1900s. But in 1971, there was a wee chap who retrofitted a soft serve ice cream machine. And he made what he likes to call the world's first frozen margarita machine.
Shave ice. Get your shave ice. That's where I was going with that.
So everything we're going to do today, if you've got a blender at home, if you've got a Nutribullet, something like that, just instead of handshaking the cocktail, whack it in the blender. Hey, presto, you got a frozen margarita.
Now, what do you have? We've got four options as far as flavors go up here. Do you have a favorite, Stephen?
Mine, I have to agree with the big man. Mine would be mango.
Okay.
I'm a fan of the mango.
We had a meeting about what ones he was going to make today, John.
We also had
Steve's
a meeting about
quite a few
the
different
strawberry
flavors
and how delicious that might be.
No, we all agreed that was not the most bestest flavor, especially poolside, John. Strawberry's
also
more of the indoors.
There's peach and orange.
We got a peach, a mango, a strawberry, and then we've got our orange marmalade.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, fight to the death, I guess, and we'll figure it out.
Do you want to jump in? Should we jump in? We can start off with this mango one.
Let's start off.
Start at the top and go down.
Take me there. Where am I? I'm at home or I'm at poolside? I'm making myself a margarita. What do I need?
We're poolside, not stateside. But, just first things first.
There's a billiards table nearby, but it's undercover.
That's billiards. Grab your tequila, 45 mil.
I kind of feel like there might be one of those little water slides at this pool as well.
Oh,
and a good diving board.
A fake rock scenario and a waterfall.
Well,
yeah, that's like cribs sort of
mix our alcohol by water, gents, and we drink responsibly, then there can be whatever you want.
There's a lot of water in the pool.
Sorry, what sort of tequila was that one? That was the Herradura?
So this is a Herradura Añejo. So just aged.
It's golden.
Older, yeah. Aged, big brother of El Jimador, which we've been trying last week. Really smooth, and that extra little bit of aging gives it another body of flavor that's going to cut through the other flavors going
on. It's a real grown up tequila.
How many mils?
So we've got 45 mils in there at the moment.
Okay, all right.
And we're going to throw in with 20 mils of Cointreau.
Mm-hmm.
I always forget about Cointreau. No, I'm not forgetting about it. It's important.
Cointreau is kind of a staple, really, isn't it?
It is. And I remember Gwilym said a few weeks ago when he did the White Lady, you know, you'll find it in Mum and Dad's liquor drawer. You'll find it in any good shop. It comes in 200ml bottles, so you can buy it nice and cheap. And it's just got such a richness of flavour and real orange flavour that the other guys just don't have. We're going to go in with 90ml of mango. So this...
It's like a thick... Oh, no, it's not too thick. Oh, it is kind of thick, yeah. What, is it like a nectar?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like a store-bought mango nectar. So it's from guys called Master and Mixers. So they bring over kind of pre-batch cocktail ingredients so you can make these kinds of things at home.
Nice.
Yeah, perfect. And then we're going to go in with about 20 mils. Freshly squeezed in my West Auckland kitchen this morning. 20 mils of lime juice.
Oh, shit. Yeah, where did you get the limes from? I've got to ask.
That would be Fruit World.
And what's the damage on limes these days? We like to just figure out, because they're quite expensive.
There's some cheap ones knocking around. They're not quite up to the 35 kg like they can get at times.
What, like blemishes on the limes, and they're a bit cheaper, or just places where there's cheaper limes?
Yeah, a bit above.
Do you have a preference for cold press or freshly squeezed lime?
Personally, if you can afford it and you can get to it, freshly squeezed. But there's so many products on the market these days that do cold press. You know, you don't have to hamstring yourself. Mm-hmm. Just try it first and figure out if you need to add a bit more sugar. Just practice, get the balance right. Mm. It's all about trial and error.
Nice.
So I'm just gonna throw some ice in here, guys. Chat amongst yourselves for a moment.
I'll give this circles around the sun a bit of gas.
Right, here we go with the ice.
So the Boston Shaker has been filled with ice.
Oh yeah.
Great measure.
Danke.
Here we go.
For the old shaker root.
Fucking great looking bicep, by the way, Steve.
Why, thank you.
There's just the four ingredients. The Herradura, tequila, the Contro, the mango nectar, and the lime.
Yeah. Now, I've made a conscientious decision not to add salt to these glasses. There's absolutely no reason why you can't.
All right.
You know, if you like your salt, add your salt.
That's kind of my thing. I was saying last week is I'm used to margaritas with salt on the rim, but it's not essential, is it?
No, it's not. It's all down to personal preference, I think. There's many different schools of thought as to where it originated from, but really, it's just think about cooking. You want to get the right balance of sweet, savory, sour. You're just getting that balance right.
Okay.
But if you're like, is it for people that are just like, man, I need a bit more of a buzz, going a bit more of a ride if you have the, or if you're kind of heavy with the tequila, you might want to rim it with salt, maybe that kind of situation.
Are we into this, Stephen?
Please, guys.
John snatched it right up, so there is, you don't really have a choice.
There you go, gentlemen.
Thank you. Going with the nose first.
Big Hungry and I can share, you can have some of Stephen. Well, you get in there.
Stop it.
Do you know another Big Hungry? Or?
Don't look at me while you're drinking that.
Ooh, yeah, okay. Yep.
What do we think, guys?
I think it's delicious, is what I'm thinking.
Smells great.
It's
smells
good.
Amazing.
I'm a big fan of buying that mango nectar and just scuzzing on it by itself anyway. So the fact that you've made it into a delicious alcoholic beverage.
The mango gives it really, it's got nice body.
That's it. Nice body, and it's quite thick, you know, and that carries through. You've got your aged tequila that gives it the depth of flavor, and then Cointreau coming to the party just makes everything better.
This is a party drink. This is like, I like that White Lady last week, but I do like this one as well, actually.
Take a look at the sunshine out the window and have a think about it.
We outvoted you 2-1 with a mango, but we
can be going.
Mind.
We're scoring high on this, baby.
All right.
Yum.
Okay. Now, do you want to continue that, and I'll crack into drink number two?
Yeah, are you going to go the marmalade street on this next one? I'm excited about a marmalade option.
I think so.
Or like a jam.
Yeah, I think, and that's exactly the reason I brought it along today was, you know, if you don't want to go out to the store and pick up a purpose-bought nectar or something like that, jump in the pantry, jump in the fridge. If you got some jam, if you got anything like that, it works really, really well. You know, cocktails, you're always adding your sweet element to it. Well, we know jam's sweet anyway. And you're going to see, hopefully, in a minute, that this orange marmalade, the Cointreau, the tequila, it's just going to work really lovely.
Okie doke.
Okay.
So.
Do not fight it.
First with the ice. There we go. Look at that. Yeah, that couldn't work any better if I tried.
I probably even drink that, actually.
My guess, sir. So. You're going to notice some stark
Cointreau
similarities between this drink and the last drink.
Yeah, okay, kind of look like some kind of cat burglar there, John.
I think
with your
I just got...
No one's trying to take the drink off you, mate.
Margarita
it's all right.
All over
it's
my face.
It's okay.
I think you missed a bit. Are you saving that for later?
Have we had a sniff on that tequila, by the way? I don't think we have.
I don't think we have. Please, be my guest.
J-Bones going in first.
As you're saying, this tequila is definitely darker in color.
Herradura tequila.
Notes of caramel. Notes of caramel on.
Slow down, buddy.
Kind of kind of woody as well, actually.
Yeah.
Can you smell the glass, the bottle that it's in at all?
So for those not watching and those listening at home, we've gone in with 45 mils of tequila, 20 mils of Cointreau, exactly the same as the last drink. But what we're going to do with this drink, because we're going to have a touch more lime, and we're going to have this orange marmalade, and we really want the orange and the Cointreau and the marmalade to play, so we're going to throw another 5 mils.
Skadoosh, as they say.
Sorry, because we can. Sorry,
a little listening
another
agent.
5 mil of...
Yeah, so we've got 45 mils of tequila.
Yeah.
That's not how you pronounce it.
20 mils of Cointreau.
30 mils.
Oh, 30 mils. 30 mil Cointreau on this one.
And then we're going to go with every celebrity chef's favourite form of measurement. Shall I pop that again so the listeners
can? Oh, yeah. Probably we can't. Damn it.
We missed a trick with that, didn't we?
That's a one time. Hey, no, it'll come through. It'll come through. I'm worried about like the chunky bits in there, but is that just going to add the situation?
Cool, it'll get...
Don't be scared.
It'll get messed up with the strainer.
I won't be scared. I'm not going to be scared.
2 spoons... I guess that's about a teaspoon. Good size.
What I
teaspoon.
Like about this is people aren't going to have a marmalade or, you know, it's going to be like, oh, I've just got this kind of Pam's sugar jam. I'll use this and then it'll get mad. That's how it gets mad.
I'm English. There's a couple of things that follow me where in the world, wherever I go, marmalade is always one of them. If it's good enough for Paddington Bear, it's good enough for me.
Sweet.
There we go. Going to go in with about 25 mils of lime juice. There we go. And then once more, in with the ice and shake, shake, shake it. Are we about to finish those other drinks, gents? Ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Do very nicely.
The right big, arm of
big
justice.
Hungry, you are correct.
That's a great
Steven
arm.
Steven has a great arm.
This whole episode's about your arm, Steve.
Have you thought about maybe getting a lightning bolt tattooed onto that bicep?
Oh, shit.
For anyone less than my safe word is pineapple, call the police.
So in a sense, you've used it just now, would you say?
Pineapple, pineapple. All right. So in with the marmalade margarita. I thought that up all on my own.
I'm excited about what this is going
to
look like.
10 points to Gryffindor for that name.
Wait, did you put a guava nectar in this as well?
No, I did not. I brought that along.
I'm like, what the fuck is that doing there?
So agave nectar. So if we don't want to make the sugar syrup at home, then we just get our hands on some lovely agave nectar. Mm. As we know, tequila, that's not how you pronounce it, is made from the blue agave cactus.
Right.
And we make agave nectar from the same plant.
Yum.
So let me give you guys a bit of this on a spoon.
It's kind of like, it's basically like golden syrup, eh, in a sense.
Yeah, exactly. Golden syrup. And it just adds a lovely another layer of richness when you match it up with a Cointreau and an aged tequila like we've got right now.
I know, I'm familiar with what it tastes like. Wow. I'm educated in that realm. It's plain delicious is what it is, isn't it, John?
Yeah, it's nice.
Crazy desert.
All right, genteel men. Wrap your lips around that. Here we go.
Marmalade option. Gives it a go. Oh, no, you're going first. Okay, John's going first. Thoughts? It's a little bit blonder, obviously.
Just a touch.
This will be a thinner mix.
It's a man in deep, deep concentration.
It's definitely way more citrusy, which is surprising. Given that you've
this is a little bit more of a tighter ship. I like it.
Yeah.
I think I should prefer this jam option.
And so this is you know,
this is a bit more sophisticated, I think. Somehow.
Play around at home. And the trick is, right, you go to a bar, bartender makes it. You know, it honestly depends on how the bartender makes it. It might not suit your palate if you like more citrus, if you like more sweet. The beauty
swear and throw it back kind of thing.
Well, how and do you then get escorted out and you know, the rest is history. Black eye.
I would not, personally, I'm not really a mango person,
yeah,
but I probably would go for that mango one that you made first.
Yeah. Someone's asking how you would do a chili margarita.
Chili margarita?
Mm.
There's a few ways you could do it. You could either chop the chili up and you could just drop the chili in the bottle of tequila.
Right.
Leave it for a week, infuse it.
Rim it with chocolate, eh? If you
rim
can do
it with
that,
chocolate, that'd be great. That'd be good.
Right.
You could put the chili in when you shake it. Hell, if you're going to do a frozen margarita, you could put the chili in when you blend it.
Just Nutribullet,
bit of ice, all the ingredients, away you go.
There you go.
Or if you're in a hurry, a couple of chili flakes from a height. The cocked elbow.
There we go. So the two incredibly contrasting styles. You've got the much more dry and more citrusy version, but you know that...
I just like the brag of putting marmalade in the drink as well.
It's amazing how dry it is. Cool, amazing how dry it is with the jam in there. I can't really wrap my head around that.
Well, you've just cut down on the amount of sugar in it in a massive way. There's quite a bit of sugar in these.
That's what I thought too. Yeah. That's why I'm like, I'm aware of the sugar, and I'm siding with the marmalade for that.
Purely for health reasons.
I knew it though. I knew I was being tricked by the sweetness of the.
You know, I lower my sugar intake and I up my KFC intake. So.
There you go.
Well, Stephen, hey, thank you very much. Both delicious. Both obviously very easy to make. Cheers, Contro.
You're welcome, guys.
Hey, thanks to Hancock's. If anyone wants any of these ingredients, you can head along to Glengarry for any good liquor store, can't you? Easy. Yeah,
any good liquor store you've got, you know, I won't call them out by name, there's a ton around, but Cointreau's everywhere, tequila's everywhere. These are great products, and you can buy them in big bottles, small bottles, 500 mils, 200 mils.
The classics, eh?
All good.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Cointreau.